when I did a meditation, and firstly I watch my breath, anapana is in, out. Previously I thought it should be like air kind of flows, but later I thought air is the concept. Just cold, warm, or no cold, no warm. That is should be the target to watch.
Okay, the object, Well, that should be the concept of the concept. The concept of the concept.
Right,
that's what you can experience directly.
In and out, direction. Direction concept.
Okay. So later I feel that so that anapana, that's object is very, you know, like it's hard to maintain. So later immediately the focus changed to something else.
Object change is no problem. Awareness continue is okay.
Okay. So then I start to I feel some like a thinking mind. So when I try to watch the thinking mind immediately like to disappear.
Okay. If you know there's thinking mind is enough, you don't look at it.
Okay. But the good thing is that if I know like there is a thinking mind that's going on, so that helps me to maintain the present moment.
Because you know, that's why you feel present. The present moment. Not the object, because you know.
So that's very helpful to get in prison. But to the problem, if sometimes if I when I have some like to watch something, and if I like see something, later I want to try to be aware the scene, that action, but then it looks like I lose my awareness, and then I feel a kind of a stress.
Because when you try to know seeing, your mind goes to the outside, right? But it's okay, we just practice. You try to be aware of seeing, then you know the mind's attention is outside, then you bring it back. You just try to recognize seeing again. So you just repeat.
Don't look anything.
Okay.
Just know that you are seeing. Seeing is happening.
Yeah. I think that's a kind of, if sometimes if I feel like some body or like mind, like some stress, actually that helps me to understand the current, I'm not in the current moment. I'm already water mind starts. Then I feel kind of stress.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
So, if I want to something, then suddenly if some thought comes and then if my mind to fall in that thought, then I feel kind of stress or tight. So that reminds me, okay, my mind is already in go away.
Yeah, okay. Tu a tui reo mio wine, tu a stress pi la le. Era tu ye signal to mio wap.
That's
good. That's good.
Okay.
A signal ti dang ti tu a drip yam yam ya.
So when you recognize the signal, it helps your awareness to come back.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, let's see.
Dab.
Yeah.
Next.
Yes.
I want to describe to you how I aware I believe is my wholesome mind and the other one.
Wholesome mind or to train a how to champion to champion. Okay.
When I can sense the calmness, the clearness in the mind and the body, it lights, it relaxes, it's fluidity, just like water flowing or air.
Boring.
That is the wholesome mind state. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
You could say that.
And the unwholesome is when it's back twisting, the mind, I can sense it twisting, it's stretching.
Say God, twist lo mucho, sorry. What? Swear mucho, say it to my leg, bro. You need my walk.
Twist lo mucho.
Turning, yeah, turning.
Squeeze lo mucho.
And the body is kind of stretched out.
Yeah, right.
All unwholesome mind has unpleasant sensation.
Okay. So that means I'm doing right. Very good. I'm glad to hear that. But I wasn't too sure.
The definition of matter.
Remember the definition.
Kusala means.
Kusala means.
Innocent.
Very difficult to say. Free of harmfulness.
No guilty.
No.
No guilty. No,
not guilty. Free of fault. Faultless. That's
okay.
It. Faultless. Okay.
Definition na kuchi.
So if it's purely kusala, it's faultless, and the benefit is that you feel pleasant in mind and body.
Okay.
Thank you very much, akusala.
And the opposite, of course, is akusala.
Yes, I just want to make sure that I understand, I do it right so I can move on a bit more confident.
Okay. In discussions, clear
look. Yeah, that's what the discussion is for, to help you clear your doubt.
Now, the other thing that I see, and I start being more aware of my mind, it seems to be that anything that I think of to have it happen to my mind, to my body, it just happened. So I just want to make sure I'm not imagining things.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Just like I was thinking about suffering, right? My body tensing up, and I can feel the tension in the head. If I feel a bliss, it come up right away, so I can be in the blissful state almost any time, or I can be more nervous. But that's normally I'm very nervous person.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety is one of my biggest problem for my whole life.
Okay. So, what was your question? I don't get it.
The question is, just to feeling like that, it's like anything I'm thinking of, I want it, it happen. Okay? Mm-hmm. Is that imagination or actually something that I have?
Tu seka ashilula madim, tu atakuku, senza line, tu pilare, upama tu wanta genese pitchin as well, tu wanta re, that what? Tinala, de ke tu madi, di ashilala, di dilo pilara.
The case or in door, the power pin, you know. Do pin line in Ashi to pillar, do the power cost as she loses. I'm more in door, concentrating the Mari Anne door. John, yeah, at the Mari Anne low in that. Why?
Pantyura. So Sierra says,
the pitching and a new line and the pillar.
Cause and effect.
The Mari Abomal is signing.
Yeah. So, one is that if the conditions are right, if your mind is powerful enough, like there's enough wisdom, blah blah blah, you know, the natural thing is that if the conditions are there and then the mind, whatever the conditions are, that effect naturally arise. For example, if you have a lot of wisdom, then Seattle always says when you have wisdom, the mind is stable. Then when you meet someone who's equal to you, you feel metta automatically. So the object gives rise to the appropriate wholesome mental reaction.
Yes.
When there's wisdom. Huh? So if you see someone suffering, you have compassion. Yeah?
Yes.
Not pity. Yeah? Not feeling like, oh, it shouldn't be like that. But like compassion, which is a pleasant feeling, then if you meet with someone who's doing better than you, you feel mudita, right? You appreciate their success, or celebrate it. The last one, if you know you can't do anything about something, you are equanimous.
Yes.
This is if there's wisdom. So this is how Seattle says is a normal, natural cause and effect, right? If the conditions are there, the effect is like that.
Mm.
But Seattle says if somebody has a lot of samadhi, if your samadhi is very strong,
right,
you can create mind states. So you think of something and your mind immediately will almost create that for you. Like that day, a yogi was having very quiet, and then her mind thought, oh, the defilements are very scary, and boom, she's very scared because too much samadhi.
Very strong.
Seattle says like when he was young, he liked the feeling of goose flesh. So when he has samadhi, he tries to create. So he'll think, can he have this feeling? And sometimes he'll have a tingle here, a tingle there. And sometimes he keep trying to have the whole body, and sometimes he says that half. Like this, you know, through half his body. But he says he can see, it depends on... inclining your mind to try and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you have enough samadhi, the mind can create that experience in the body because, you know, the rupa is made up of four things, and one of them is chitta.
Okay.
So that's how the chitta can affect the rupa if it's powerful enough.
Okay.
It's not imagination, but it's created by the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, it's not real, as in like it's not because of natural conditions that you're having this feeling, but the conditions are a different set that is giving rise to So for example, if you have the ability to have joy, then when you want to have joy, you can have it. But if you don't have that ability, no matter how you want to be joyful, you cannot be so. So it depends on the quality of the mind.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for your teaching, because it freed me up a lot of worry.
So it's, Seattle says you have a lot of experience because you try very hard to practice. You just don't know how to explain your experience. You don't know what to call it. But when somebody explains to you, it makes sense.
Whatever I've been reading, I've been listening to it, it came to me real easy.
Mm.
I think he was the Buddha himself.
You can just say Seattle has a lot of experience. Yeah, he says when he was young also he's like this, right? He doesn't know. He goes to his teacher, he explains his experience, his meditation, and his teacher explains to him. Because he doesn't read much theory. Only listen to his teacher's teachings. Yeah. If he wants to read the books, of course then he has to, you know, somehow he will. It's better to have experience and then find out what is the theory that fits it.
I just know one thing very well, the cause and said, you know, if I do something good, it happens right away. If I do something bad, it really, really bad. Fact two.
Tuma. That's good. So it gives you faith, right? It gives you confidence because you, it's so clear.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh, I forget. So for like Seattle's this teaching, so that it's also I heard like some enlightenment. So what's the Theater teaches us like to be aware, to be understanding.
To understand.
So that this means enlightenment.
Oh no no no! That vipassana jnani. I'm saying this.
This is just vipassana insight.
Insight.
Insights. Okay. Mm. Some are not even in this. You might not even put it into those 16 stages of insight. They are just like insights on small levels, on many different levels, many kinds of insight, many kinds of lessons.
Okay.
Yeah. But the insights we get in vipassana practice, we cannot maintain them. The moment you don't practice, you start losing that understanding very fast.
So even
the 16 stages of insight, you cannot say that you understood one of them and that you have it, because all of this understanding is up and down depending on the level of wisdom in the mind at that time. So sometimes you sometimes you don't understand, and if you have no awareness, there's no wisdom at all. Some people think that they have first stage of insight, they think that they have it like a prize. I have attained the first level of insight. It's not like that. The mind is not like that. Mind is always so impermanent.
Okay.
The mind's understanding, Seattle says, always it takes all it understands before it goes to the next one. So it's like he says, like if you understand one, then the next time you understand is 1, 2. Mm-hmm. Next time you understand 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. But every time you are not aware, you're back to zero. So you have to start again every time.
So
16 years now, enlightenment and the check in.
For someone to be enlightened is like a moment, because you go through all that understanding. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, very fast. If you're strong enough, you cross over to the other side.
Enough,
you get to 16.
Again.
Yeah.
Okay.
16
you get to 16. Yeah.
Only you say what kind of 16, 14, 15 that mem.
Oh, I don't
know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying that. 11, oh, we think I'm saying that.
Think I'm not saying that.
Yeah. So, dilu toa la, toa dilu ya china say the bawa mati lo ya dilu
tena. Yeah, but people think that they understand one thing. They think they have that understanding. But if you look in real life, you can see that you understood it before, but no use now.
Right. The kare malao.
Once is not enough.
Okay. So this current we are learning as citta nupassana.
No, that's a wrong term. There's citta nupassana or vipassana. There's no citta nupassana.
Okay.
I need to take that off the board.
Okay.
Not citta vipassana. Vipassana.
Vipassana.
Just vipassana.
Okay.
Citta nupassana.
Like a body and a cessation.
Yeah.
Mind.
What?
Mind.
Body. No body.
What
body
cessation?
It's
kaya. Body.
Dupa or something.
Yeah. What did you say about cessation?
If I get the loop part, cessation, there's a four approach.
Mindful concept,
leave
out your
four
foundation.
So there's the first one is kaya nupassana,
yes.
Body.
Vedana nupassana,
yes.
Feelings,
Vedana.
Chitta nupassana,
yes.
And dhamma,
which is mind,
and
dhamma nupassana. Yeah.
Okay. So either one can go to that to like 16.
You have to be skillful in all.
Oh, full skillful PM.
Yeah, because Dhamma Nupassana means you understand that everything is either kaya, chitta or vedana. You understand nature, that's Dhamma Nupassana.
Dhamma Nupassana, kaya, vedana, chitta, aloma.
Dhamma nupassana is when you understand that kaya, vedana and citta nupassana is nature, not a person.
Yes.
It's a process. That's when it's Dhamma nupassana.
Relationship.
It's just these three. It's kaya, vedana and citta, but you understand the relationship between the three, the cause effect process, you understand nobody is there. All this is Dhamma nupassana.
Okay, that's good. Yes, please, I heard someone said that easier one for the foundation can
you have to know all.
No, four.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I mean, when I meditate, sometimes I feel like a wave that push me out and in, and then my mind is very, tranquility. I can feel that, the tranquility. Like something like a wave that push me in and out.
Push so in the body low la ling.
Yeah, if somebody something you've your mind thinking push, something is pushing, then your body is going to move.
Direction pa la body light on.
Then your body is going to move. Does your body move?
Yeah, maybe move.
But pushing to do not so well.
Sometimes just lightly.
Yeah. Pushing to ayo ma piu ba ne sensation ti yong ni ba ti. So side da mya lo. Side tha yin to direct to concept ko ba sin sa le to. Direction ba la.
Yeah. See, other is because you're focusing too much. When you focus a lot and then your mind is quite intense, when you think, when you feel a sensation and you give the sensation a meaning, so you when you give the sensation a meaning, then your mind will follow that meaning. So now you, it's a sensation, but your mind give it the meaning push. And when you think push, you will feel pushed. And then
push
your body will
move.
So if you feel push, maybe push from the back to the front or the front to the back. Sometimes you feel pulled. Same. Depend where the pull is coming from. But if you think like this with direction... So if you think with direction, that's what happened to your body. But this is not real. There's not really a push or a pull. There's only sensation. So Siaro said, forget the word and just know the sensation.
Left side, left, right also. Sometimes thinking about the left body is like this. This is because of pay attention to the concept. More thinking about the concept. That's why the mind follows the concept. So just know the object. Just know the object. No place. Nowhere. Just knowing. That's enough.
That force that
pulled
me up,
now
I cannot control it. The thing is that
because your mind is so powerful.
Focus too much. You put too much focus. That's why the mind is like that.
That's
why when yogis get like that, they insist on using that kind of thing. Siaro says he cannot help. So you need to be aware lightly.
Sometimes this power is so powerful, nobody control.
So in that case, what should I do?
Less energy. Don't focus too much.
Be aware lightly.
Just know. That's enough. If you focus like this, slowly the mind become powerful. Then whatever the mind think, this mind believe. That's why follow.
But I feel the tranquility. I feel very peaceful.
Because of concentration. Peaceful because of concentration. But still, another mind is working with the sanya is also still working. Perception working about the direction. Then he follow. This is tranquil because of concentration. Because of concentration, also the mind become calm, peaceful. But if you use too much, this energy so strong, then whatever the mind think, concept, next the whole mind follow. When I saw I told you my one Vietnamese yogi, I said, don't slow down, don't slowly walking like this and look labeling, and don't focus too much. She not listen. She always want to walking. Slowly and very concerned, labeling. One day, in a Dhamma hall, some people come to call me. The yogi cannot walk like this. Like this.
With one foot in the air.
No, she's not delusional.
Yeah.
He cannot move. She can move, but she can talk. So funny. Yeah? I look at him, I know what happened. She believing. She thinks she cannot move. If I can change her idea, then she can move. I know already because of this concentration is so high, so heavy. Whatever the mind says, next mind believe this.
She hypnotizes herself.
She hypnotizes herself. He don't know. She don't know. This is the mind activity. But I realized this is mind working already. Then I said, sit down. And she said, no. Maybe fall down. Then I said, sit down. Then she can bend her knee. Then she believed it, she can move. Then immediately she can walk. So this heavy concentration, I'm afraid. Sometimes people like this. Very, very dangerous. She becomes the mind start to move, then very powerful, cannot stop.
Oh, yeah.
And wake up also, since people have to walking like this. Head is like this. Very difficult.
Wow.
Sometimes the whole mind believing this are very dangerous, this heavy concentration. That's why I said, relax, relax. Understand? But this also calm, because of this calm and powerful, but no wisdom. Because of no wisdom, she believed everything. Whatever in front of us, mind said, second mind believing, then follow. My friend meditate this power. Before he used a lot of energy. She says she, in the intention, in the thinking, she sitting and he's sitting and the mind think some imagination come. How acrobat like this.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Immediately the whole body.
She
not doing anything, just thinking. The whole body.
Somersault.
So powerful this mind, very dangerous. Many yogi I saw experience like this, sitting, suddenly, pyong, like this, lying down, then suddenly, boom, like this.
Yeah.
Martial art people cannot do this. Yogi can do this because of heavy concentration, so powerful. That's why I very afraid this heavy concentration. That's why I tell the yogi, instead of effort, we use intelligence. We never do this.
The people who go to Mali come around too, but so now I'm a child.
Because of pain, she want to move. Immediately, boom like this, boom like this. So powerful. Just the imagination, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just step, lightly thinking, the whole body follow.
Mm-hmm.
So powerful. I know about this, that's why I said yogi, relax, don't
worry. The couple is not okay. Kaka is not
okay. How do you say it? Oh, the Ashi was
in
one time, one center, there is an interview time, one yogi said, she says, oh, my samadhi is so good, very calm, very peaceful, samadhi very good. Then teacher said, oh, good. But she was sitting in the Dhamma hall like this. Everybody listening, the teacher said, good. Next session, after interview, next session, the whole hall, Dhamma hall.
Wow.
Remember Sandeep Alok?
Yeah.
The same thing.
So that is a different teacher.
Different center.
Okay.
Master don't know, she believes in what she does. She said, he said, oh, very good. But what happening in the Dhamma hall, he don't know. So his position like this. Then a teacher said, very good. So every yogi want to happen like this. They saw her is like this. Then my intention to happen. They all her concentration very good.
Wow.
That next session, the whole Dhamma hall. They not trying, but just listening. Hearing the my intention. So this heavy concentration, I'm very afraid. If you wrong, become crazy.
Master
Ujian,
is that because they practice
samatha? Samatha is not samatha. They use too much effort, concentrate, and not wisdom.
Okay.
Try too hard.
Yeah.
Without thinking, without
use. It's heavy concentration. You don't call it samatha. Samatha is taught by the Buddha.
Samatha
it's
is
right
not like this.
Practice.
Samatha is the right way.
Yeah.
Right way is samatha. It's a wrong samatha.
This is wrong practice.
Wrong practice, wrong samadhi. We can call wrong samadhi.
Mm.
Because our motivation is no wisdom.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because of craving.
They practice wrong.
Because of craving, they use a lot of energy because of craving.
Mm.
That's why this is wrong samadhi.
Mm.
That's why people become crazy.
Mm. Looks like some Chinese qigong. They do say.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the one that moves by itself. Yeah.
They don't know. Come here. So funny.
Malaysia.
The Malaysian one,
yeah, yeah.
Qigong master.
We have one when we went to Malaysia. So he and I, practice with one of the Qigong master. So we don't know anything. He in the back, he will tell everybody that we will do what he wanted to do. And then he give the way to the two monkey nothing. And then later on, he give up with that monkey different breed.
No, they said this monk is a blood circulation upside down. This monk are blood circulation upside down. That's why they cannot control. Because we don't want to move. They, people, they don't know, they behind, they do something. They too cheap, increasing. But we don't see, they blind behind. I feel here something like this. But slowly the intention come to move. Then, but I don't want to move. I know this intention go away, so the body not move. Then one master come, do, cannot, angry and go back. Then another, more master come, do, cannot move, he also get angry. Fourth master come to do, cannot. Then, last one, he is more a little bit more mature. He also cannot do, that's right. Then he said, to teach me how to do the Qigong exercise, that's it, finish. And I know about this happening. This is an intention from the why your action is moving, come from the mind, intention mind. The mind have no intention, the body no move.
Right.
This is the cause and effect I know very well. Because why I don't want to move, I look at them, they are very deluded. They don't know nothing.
Oh, but he also gives them a suggestion. What about the yogi do? Suggestion, baby, that.
Yeah, lost. Awareness. Yeah. They behind their chest, some moving. This is very good for relax. So you hear the movement and you see many people also in front of you like this.
They say it's good if you move, it's releasing your healing and all that. So
yeah, he put the information already somewhere.
So suggestion, yeah.
If the mind is very strong, can he fly?
No. Oh, fly is this is a jhana.
Jhana.
He can move. This is real. He can change, but he only can do. It's a. This is a superpower. Let it be. Not us. But I want to tell you the intention and body relationship. If you know yourself very well, nobody can control you.
Yes.
If you are not awake, some people they can. Do yourself, you follow him.
I had problem with me, had a picture. My mind, it's just telling me that's wrong. And I tried to follow, and then I just went like you said, the wrong, really bad effects.
Oh, that's why you're very afraid to become wrong.
Yeah, like you talk about focus. I couldn't walk if I focused, like they told me, it bent my knee. And after spinning me around, if I focus, I'm walking for like
natural process, and you focus. This focus use a lot of energy of your mind.
Yes.
The natural process is stop. For example, when you swallow, eating the swallow, you focus. You're eating, you cannot stop swallow.
Right.
And going to shit also. If you focus too much, cannot go out. If you relax away, then they go. They do their natural way.
I can ask you about this movement. It seemed to me that if I get the craving, I move forward.
Yeah.
If I got anger, it moves sideways.
Far away. Want to go away.
Yeah, it moves like
if you somebody this. Don't like you, checking her face is
yes.
Like this.
It does that.
If you don't like him, he always look like this. Oh. Cannot face to face.
Oh.
He don't want to look.
Oh.
This intention and the eye, naturally the mind is resist. Like this.
Oh.
Okay.
Naturally, I say,
to the left?
No, the direction
anyway,
is not
important. It doesn't matter which side.
He don't want to close to you.
Oh.
He want to far away. That's it. But he need to stay there, here, or here, that's why. But some body is show you the reaction is there. Body and mind is relationship. That's why you can read the body and mind relationship.
It is.
You can read other people's mind also.
Yes, I can sense on the change really fast.
So is this, you talk about hypnosis. Hypnosis?
So before we talk about this, heavy concentration were easy to hypnotize. Itself, but he didn't know. So, less energy, nah? Less energy. Don't use too much force. You use only one object?
No, just first I mean from self. And then watching what happening right now.
Do you know how much you use the energy?
No.
Not much? Okay, so that much is, this is no problem. Don't follow the direction, that's it.
Don't follow what?
Direction. Okay. Pushing in front or back to front or front to back or up and down. Suppress mean is, pressure mean is, head to feet, right? This is direction is there. So don't follow the direction. Don't believe the direction. Just know the sensation enough. But because of this is a knowledge, I don't want to share the knowledge. But if you know this information, when you happen, you can think. That's why I explain the next, share the experience like this. If this is also information, when you hear that this information, this something, sometimes it can happen. Then you can think, what right or wrong, what happening. If you don't have information, then you follow, don't know what happened. And then, other thing? Anything else?
Well, sometimes I feel like something is like, I don't know what does it mean, because sometimes I try to observe what is happening on my mind, and I feel like something is like, it's...
Where?
It's in my mind, but it's not clear. It's like something is moving, like...
Speaking about
in
your mind, or you have a sensation in your
head?
Yeah,
in our head.
In
that's
not
just
mind.
A physical.
It's a sensation. If you don't know how to call them, just object. Enough.
Okay.
No? Try to think the meaning is complicated. If you cannot put the meaning, then you can say this object, that's enough. Object and knowing, this is important, right?
I'll go. Hopefully my voice will work. So I think last time I was a little bit too theoretical. So this time I think I'll just, if it's okay, just do a description of what's a typical sitting session. Just a direct experience. So in general, the experience is sort of a broad, expansive experience of all the sense doors other than smelling and tasting. And the two prominent ones are the seeing and the body. So I sit with eyes open. So I guess I'll start with the body, more gross, and then go to the more refined. So the body is experienced. What's really prominent is what's been described to me as piti. And it feels like vibration, I guess. And I'm not really sure what words to describe because I can't really.
Piti is actually something in the mind, and it can transfer, it can become sensations in the body. But piti is a mental quality.
Okay.
So if it's just vibrations in the body, it's just vibrations in the body.
I think it's vibration. It's associated with heat. Heat arises.
Heat.
And it's like it diffused throughout the body.
Yeah.
So it's definitely physical.
Yeah.
Although obviously it's experienced through the mind.
Yeah.
So that's pretty prominent. So just staying with the body, during a session, there's typically pretty much every breath is known, every eye blink is known.
There's
very present.
The deep calm.
So I mean, there's a question about PT. What is that? I really don't know what
PT is. Pure
PT is joy in the mind. But joy because of the practice.
No, very happy. That the mind
brought about by the practice.
Very, try to do this.
Joy about the practice. Joy, yeah.
Yeah, this is a different...
Yeah.
PT, like I've heard joy for one of the factors.
After this joy, then you feed the goose flesh.
Yeah.
Goose flesh.
It's smooth.
Very smooth. No, not rough. Very smooth.
It's a very pleasant sensation.
Like
this. Yeah. Not gross.
Okay. Like a wave. Like a wave. Sometimes the whole body, like a wave. Boom, 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 boom. Like this. Very, very nice, very same. Very, very, very. If you enjoy, very good feeling.
Yeah.
Well, it follows from the mental quality. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not on its own.
In the theory, this joy is too strong, you can fly. Mm. In the theory, you can fly.
Can fly
because it makes you light. So
you know, flying meditation in the India. I saw the one with video. It meditate sitting like this and jumping, boom, 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 like this.
Levitation.
They look like their face smiling. All are smiling and they jumping.
Wow.
This is what we call. There's a PT. Because of PT, then they like, but cannot fly like this.
Okay.
So that's in Japan, when I was in Japan, there is a guy, he used the sailing to kill people in Tokyo.
Oh.
He said he could jump. He learned that from Tibet.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he could fly, so he has a lot of followers. So that guy has used sali to kill people.
If you have a mind, it's power.
Is
this is
gas.
A dry power, also very strong.
Cyanide.
He can control the body. This samadhi also concentration so powerful also. Whatever the mind thinks, the body follow. Like this, follow like this, like or jumping also okay.
Yeah.
I have some yoga experience, sitting and jumping, boom, boom like this.
Yeah, then more
animation.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
He's not moving, he's not using any muscles, he's just doing this?
Well, maybe there's muscle moving, but not consciously.
But my
consciously.
intention
the subconscious
to
mind
forward.
Is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Subconscious mind is doing it.
Wow.
But it's very hard when you're sitting and jump, even though you want it to. Very hard.
Yeah, very hard to jump.
So there's some incredible work.
But if you practice, you can jump.
So
I
saw on TV some guy, Chris,
whatever.
No,
Chris.
He's
magic.
Don't believe it. He's magic.
He's magic.
He's
not real.
No,
they reveal his secret on some of the.
This is he's a
YouTube.
Fix of mind or whatever.
I forgot.
His name is I know him. He's a magician.
He walked on the water.
On the water also.
What's his name?
Not only him. Other many people can do this.
Right? Do you know who he is?
Anuruji. Can you
Chris someone
a little bit
on YouTube?
About awareness?
A
I have
magician.
Problem. Some day I
There's
got it. Some come.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
do them. Awareness.
Uh-huh.
The knowledge of awareness. How do you recognize it? I tend to zip into the single object, and then I have to make myself. Oh, I mean, open my eye, look around. Although I become one single object again, it pulls me to that. When I feel tense, I know that I become using too much force. So can you touch briefly about the skill, how to recognize when your awareness is there?
Your awareness already there.
But I know that, right?
But there is energy focusing too much.
Right.
So this is you used to force too much. So you need to change your energy. Just sit. Don't do anything.
How do I do that?
Just sit. Now you sit like this. Sit. Just sit. Don't focus too much. Then you asking yourself, what do you know? Don't do anything. Just asking, what do you know? Then automatically the mind know already.
Just ask, what do you know?
Yeah. Reminding yourself, what the mind know? And body, naturally the mind pay attention to this. Then he can know some obvious sensation. You don't choose the object. If you choose the object, the energy come in, boom.
It's automatic eliminate, kick left, right, automatic become one, single one.
Yeah, but single one by one, no problem.
But then I tend to follow that one.
No, one by one, choose other object, one by one, not full all the time this object. And you use this one object fast, one object, no problem. If you hear the same sound, then pay attention to the sound like this. And slowly the mind move faster.
And then this morning you said that just like a pretend to have a second person.
This is the imagination.
And
the object and the mind separate, right?
Yeah.
That's it. This is an example.
Okay.
To understand the example, this all the time like this.
Uh-huh.
That means.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And the object can change, and then just.
Yes. Yes. Behind you, the whole body, and you can do. The mind behind is no mind. Outside is in front of us object, whatever object. The mind know like this.
Who?
Oh, you not finished yet? Go on, go on.
The first group is not finished yet.
Do you want me to continue?
Yes. If you have to see some, see.
Okay. So I was talking about the body, being present with, you know, the breath, the every eye blink. Seeing is pretty predominant. Want to make sure this is okay practice, where I'll look straight ahead to pick a point. But so the eyes are pointed at some point. But the attention is distributed across the whole visual field. So like in the peripheral vision.
Mm-hmm.
So awareness of this is of this whole visual field.
No, not the visual field. Awareness of sight. The ability to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the object seeing is, you know, looking at a point, but I'm seeing
everything.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is a seeing. That is a looking.
Right. Yeah, it's not looking, but it's seeing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can see people moving around or whatever.
Yeah. But know that the visual field is not the object. Because that's still the conceptual thing outside.
Okay.
Right.
The reality is in there, but know that this part is the concept.
Right.
Yeah.
You need to exercise, apply this a lot. Need experience.
Just
many
practicing.
Experience. Then slowly the mind used to.
Mm.
We'll tune into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the mind door is, Saito says, the mind, the definition of that which knows and that which thinks. So most of the mental experience is knowing is experiencing this whole, you know, seeing the body,
yeah.
Hearing,
mm-hmm.
all at the same time.
Yeah.
It's all kind of integrated together
mm-hmm.
in one one experience,
mm-hmm.
which I think this is what Saito would call the observing mind.
Okay.
So the mind is observing all of that at the
mm-hmm.
same time.
Yeah.
Although when something's prominent, then it hits that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone coughs or something, then sometimes there's a startle reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing is, if it's quiet, hearing is constant because I have tinnitus, ringing in the ears, so there's
mm-hmm.
always sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so the part of the mind door, I guess, would be thoughts that come up, would be sort of reminders or pointers or, you know, like questions. Like how is the mind experiencing this moment of being alive and asking and constantly checking. Asking, is there grasping? Saito said, I think he said to me at the last retreat, you know, sit back in your armchair and let objects come to you. So it's that sort of attitude of just relaxing, accepting whatever comes, and make sure there's not an attitude of grasping or clinging to anything, or any pushing and pulling, as Saito said the other day. and especially as me or mine, that kind of mind movement, being careful for that or watching for that.
If you notice it does, just notice it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to prevent it.
Right. So that's pretty much it, I guess. What the experience is during the sick.
Yes, good. That's more practical. We more talking is more
practical.
Right,
better
than
the practical is more important, then you can figure out whether you anything is needed or not in the practice. So you just carry on.
If someone report to me, he can report what is happening and how he doing. Together is better. Then I know how you are doing the big, I can see the whole picture.
Right.
Then I need to more easy to advise.
Yeah.
More specified.
Specific.
Any,
okay.
Any suggestions?
That, no problem.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good. Keep going.
Well, can I say one thing too? I find myself more...
Sometimes I too much asking to do something, it becomes complicated.
Hmm.
Sometimes it's no need. Just let it be.
Wait. Let it be, right. I found myself being more attracted to walking meditation.
Because
partly is it's more comfortable. Like I walk all day long.
But China is not comfortable.
When you walk a lot, it also gets tiring.
That's okay. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I guess, like I feel like I get pretty concentrated when I sit.
Mm.
You know, the PT, like the vibrations, and
yeah.
Sometimes too concentrated.
Yeah. Yes.
And then walking.
Because this is an old idea. We start with the sitting meditation.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When you start the sitting meditation, what are you thinking? How much you use the energy? A lot of old habit. So every time you sit, this old idea is already there. That's why they become more concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I noticed that many yogis sitting have a lot of some problem. More concentration coming.
Mm-hmm.
If you walking meditation is more light and more relaxed, mm-hmm. more peaceful. If you're sitting, then become more concentrated,
mm.
more tense.
Yeah.
Because the old idea, we start with like this.
Mm.
But you need to adjust yourself. If you know your mind very well, then you can adjust. Sitting also, any posture, form,
right.
not different.
Right.
I practice like this.
interesting.
Not all the time like this.
You
like this.
Strange.
The people think is I'm very tired too. Because this posture I like because nobody come to disturb me. Because they think I'm very tired. But this I'm very relaxed that time. In the market, I also do like this. I don't want to talk to anybody. I do like this. And also, I like this force to stand in this energy. Here only the support. The whole body is relaxed. So any posture, the mind state, must be similar. The same. If you know very well about how to use your energy, the mind, activity, then you can adjust. The same, right? We're sitting also, we're watching the mind. Walking also, we watch the mind. That's it. We not use the object already. If you more attention to the object, then concentration.
Mm. The walking meditation, I feel my problem is I always lose my mind. If something is very interesting, I'm just trying to focus on it.
That means you're not scared what you're looking, what you're aware or seeing,
okay.
hearing. You're not skillful, that's why mind is easy to lose.
Okay.
That's why in walking meditation, I said not only the action, try to aware of the seeing, hearing also.
Okay.
Because it's easy to follow.
Okay.
I like this Tai Chi practice. Because the Tai Chi practice is aware of the whole body. very, very calm, very peaceful, very concentrated, you know? But not object, not one object. Same time, do like this. Which one you focus? Three objects. Maybe four objects. Get the mic and note same time. So Tai Chi practice, yoga practice, the whole body, they work very well.
Tai Chi posture.
Yeah, do like this. Like two hands, right?
To look
at yeah. Yeah, look at it, I did. To look, because one time I go to retreat in Hong Kong, then all Chinese people practice Tai Chi. Oh, I look at them, they play very mindful and they do. So that time, they did not concentrate one object.
Okay.
They wear the whole body. That time, they very calm. You see, not only one object, the whole body, they aware, but very calm. This is a Vipassana awareness like this. For example, I try to explain about my teacher, Nature. One time, we're talking, one by one. We're talking to him. I'm very excited about I'm talking. He's listening. Then suddenly he said, somebody coming. Then I surprised, well, how did he know? Huh? What power he can understand? He knows somebody come. And really, that person come. Many times I noticed him, then slowly I learned from how's his nature, right? Every time he walk talking to me, he not focused to me. He's open awareness. He open awareness means he know everything, hearing, seeing, everything. He know himself very well. He listening also, he hear my, but he not involved in this topic. For me, it's very exciting. Talk. I don't hear any sound. He know the sound, the car sound come very far. He know which car, whose car. He already know. That's why he said who's coming.
Oh.
Every time this car, this sound come, this person come to his room. Many day. Right?
So did he hear?
He not focus to you.
Okay.
He not made up.
He's not
they
are obsessed over me.
No.
You cannot use the word obsessed. He's like he's not totally fixated on what this child is saying.
He only watch his mind. The mind knows everything. Right?
Yeah, fixated.
You know everything. That's why, but I'm eager to talk. I'm more focused to the talking. I only pay attention to him. That's why my mind is not open. That's why I'm not here.
He here.
Because of his mind is, oh, he know everything. Then I realize, this is awareness. He's not psychic power. He is awareness and experience. He know that intuition come. Intuition means many times you
that's
know this
intuition.
Process. Intuition. You
intuition.
Know, he can know.
We know more than six sense then.
No, it's not intuition.
No.
He's saying from experience.
Experience.
He's always hear the
every
sound.
Every time
this
he hear the this guy sound,
okay. Intuition
Makou. This person come. Many times.
No, intuition Makou.
Yeah,
intuition Makou.
Satama
Ayo.
Oh, intuition and satama.
But Tina in a healthy intuition.
Okay. I don't use
intuition.
This is that he can. He don't see, but he know. Because of information. Then I know the Vipassana when it look like. But if you're important, then he concentrate. Sometimes this situation is important, he more focused. Other time, this is normal. Open all the time, he's watching the mind know everything, suffice and know. That is a Vipassana awareness.
You know, there were times I able to focus my hearing for a long distance. Or I can adjust my eyesight so I can read differently too. But I mean, my mind, it can do that. It's just my view, so I can change the focus, shorter or further out.
Focus.
Or I can hear, I can focus my hearing if I want to for a long distance.
The mind is
but
you have a power.
It makes crazy. Because that's the oneness.
No. If you know this how the mind use the power, there's no need to crave it. No need
you
to
said you're crazy because you want it so much. Because of what?
The mind just it just doing it, and I just have a
because you don't know the mind nature, that's why you become confused.
Right.
This is nature of the mind, no problem. Because you practice a lot, the mind has the power, he can do.
Yeah. Okay.
This is nature, this cause and effect. This is the conditioning. This is no problem. One time, my brother-in-law and my brother talking with my teacher. He's sitting, he's behind his window. Then they talked, and my teacher told him, go behind, outside there's one tree. Then he asked my brother, go and
water the mangoes.
Water this tree. They don't know why he talked. Immediately he said, go and water the tree. Then they go and put the basket and water and go there. That time they saw snake bite the clock. So that means he hear the frog yelling. But he don't want to say directly. He said, go and water. Then they would throw the water, the snake go away. But I want, because of his eye and ear is...
It's just behind his window, so he can
hear.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, I think
that's
a superpower.
It's not superpower. It's six sense. Six sense power.
Not six sense power.
It's awareness sensitive. Power.
Yeah, not six sense.
The mind awareness power. Awareness is good.
Focus power, I think.
Now we are talking, sometimes we very involved, right? Involved to talk. Don't know outside what happening, or we involved. But his mind not involved. Okay, that if you hear that, then slowly more information comes. Then how do you practice?
Okay,
yes.
I have no questions.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say thank you very much for sharing all the information,
mm-hmm.
and I will keep that in mind and keep practicing.
Okay, that's enough. That's the thing.
No.
Yeah.
Thế Kim tiểu con thì khi mà ngồi thiền thì thấy á, ví dụ như cái gì thì ví dụ như mình nói thầm á, thì mình muốn cho nó ngưng, hoặc là mình muốn nhìn cái đó thì nói thầm, hoặc hình ảnh thì hình ảnh thấy á, thì nó là thấy, nhưng mà khi quán tâm á, thì những cái hình ảnh hoặc là những cái nói thầm nó hiện ra thì mình làm sao?
She asked, she asking that she practiced with Kripa Panyo.
Oh, yes.
So Kripa Panyo advised her, when something come up to the view, say it, see. Listen in ear, and then say, listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, with the Vipassana, what she should do?
Don't leave me. Just direct notice enough.
Chỉ biết cái tiếng động nó tới.
Chỉ biết.
Hay là đối tượng nó tới. Không có lây bộ. Không có nói.
No.
Nghe là thấy gì hết.
Chỉ biết just know.
Tôi nghe.
No,
mình biết, mình nhận biết vậy thôi.
No need labeling, hả?
Listening,
see. Busy.
Không phải.
Don't see.
Mình biết nhưng mà không có nói. Không có lặp lại.
Trong ấp không có lặp lại.
Không có lặp lại gì hết.
Đúng,
cái này tôi hiểu.
Rồi sáng nay con cũng gặp trường hợp giống cô này. Mà hôm qua thì ít hơn, bữa nay thì nhiều. Tuy nhiên là con ngồi thiền một hồi cái đẩy không về. Đẩy. Sáng nay con gần té thì con mới... Con té xuống, con nghiêng qua, con thấy con nghiêng nhiều quá thì con mở mắt ra, con mở mắt ra chứ con thì chạy gì, sư Kim dự biểu là vậy thì té, thì bây giờ sao?
Bây giờ không có niệm nữa, bây giờ mình chỉ hiểu biết vậy thôi.
Chắc sư không có ngủ không sư?
Không, tôi theo dõi hơi thở mà.
This morning,
theo dõi hơi thở.
She's aware of the breathing.
Yeah.
Suddenly, she felt the power of pushing her in one side, almost fell.
Oh, suddenly, right?
Yeah. And she asked me, Sư Kim Rượu, the Ukipa Panyo, always asking her that say that, like, that means pulling down.
Oh.
Now, what she do?
Just notice enough. This happened and you know already, right?
Biết như vậy thôi. Mình chỉ biết như
vậy thôi.
Sometimes
is... Ngay thôi là... Ngay luôn dạng là... How do you know? Chắc cái này biết là... Nghe lại chứ đấy, nghe lại sao nhắm bắt cái bắt cái rồi. Nhắc mình nuôi cha này.
Cha này có hình vô như người ta. She said that she go to do the service for the funeral.
Thế mà thua bảo bây
giờ. And whenever people cry at the funeral, she cry.
Everybody
have them stop.
Don't stop. You want to cry. When you see somebody cry, you the mind also want one thing, right? Intention. Mm-hmm. What's your intention?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Khi đó mình có cái tác ý là muốn theo người ta, thì nhìn cái tác ý đó.
Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì
đã
dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi.
Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi.
Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã
dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành
chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã
dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành
chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt
rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành chặt rồi. Thì đã dành can happen, no problem. Mm. Just happen. That's it.
Mm. I'm not
sure. Notice about this happening. That's it now.
Đôi khi mà cô ngồi cái mai nó rất là thư giãn ha, thì có thể có những cái trường hợp là cái nó giật lên ha, cơ thể mình á, thì ông biểu là chỉ hay biết vậy thôi. Không có có nghĩ tới.
This is not outside something happen. It's inside the body something.
Ông nói là nhiều khi trong cơ thể mình đó, có cái gì trong đó để nó bạo ra vậy thôi. Thành ra không có cần phải là đi bộ nói ra.
Mà trước khi con ngồi thiền ấy, thì cái chân này rất là đau.
Ừ.
Hồi sáng thì con tỉnh sợ là con ngồi không được.
Ừ.
Khi con cố một hồi thì khi mà cái trường hợp là con bị nghiêng một hồi á, ừ, thì con trở lại thì cái cảm giác đau là nó hết.
Ừ.
Làm như là nó toàn thân nó thì lắc.
Ừ.
Nó hết rồi. Ở hồi sáng thì con đi thì con đi bước đi rất là đau. Thế thì sau 2 tiếng đồng hồ thì gì, tại vì con đi nó đau quá, con không có walking nữa. Con tự đi. À, con ngồi tiếp 2 tiếng rưỡi đồng hồ sau thì con tự dậy con thì nó không hết đau. Vậy thì cái phương pháp thiền của thầy là bắt một tiếng ngồi một tiếng đi, mà con không đi không, con không đi con ngồi
không có bắt buộc, thế nó con hiểu lầm rồi.
Vậy thì trong cái schedule
she said this morning,
mm,
before she sitting to meditate,
mm,
she feels the leg very pain,
mm,
and she thought that she should not, you know, sitting, but then she tried. She said,
okay.
"They sit and then not watch, you know, her body bend, and she
maybe
aware of the body,
yeah,
for a while, and then she feel it gone. It's gone
because of moving. And moving and become relaxed.
She felt it that way.
Ah.
Okay. So she keeps sitting for more than now we could stand up in pain.
Oh,
and pain come back, so she just sit there."
Mm.
She so said that we asking, mm, one hour sit, 1 hour walk. I told her no.
Oh.
We advised that we not asking you
not
to do
exactly,
it. Yeah.
Not exactly. One and a half hour, 45 minutes, no problem. Exactly 1 hour, 16 minutes.
Đó là phải hiểu cái đó là cũng như để giúp cho cô ngồi thư giãn rồi khi
depend
đi
on your conditioning
làm cho nó thoải mái.
Ví dụ như mà con ngồi mà con thấy con tốt hơn con đi thì con vẫn ngồi tiếp.
Vẫn ngồi tiếp thôi vậy đó. Nhưng mà nếu mà ngồi quá đó thì cơ thể mình nó thiếu vận động cũng yeah, không có tốt.
Con lại ngược lại.
When she aware the breathing, breathe out, what you labeling? What she use the labeling or not?
Không phải là khi cô dùng cái hơi thở ra hơi thở vô thì cô có niệm không?
Con không có niệm.
That's like this. Object the same.
Thì những cái đối tượng khác cũng vậy, đừng có niệm gì hết.
Không có niệm, con không có niệm, con chỉ theo dõi
thôi.
Con biết nó vô đó ra. Con ngạt ngược lại á,
Khi mà con mệt, con ngồi thiền thì con hết mệt. Mà con ngồi càng lâu thì sức khỏe còn càng lên, chứ không có khác, không giống như người khác mà con ngồi lâu thì con...
She says it's very unusual. But the longer she sit, the better she feel. And she feel more healthier that way.
Oh.
And then walk.
Yeah, walk. No problem. So, longer.
Không có gì hết. Nếu mà cô cảm thấy tốt cho cô thì cứ ngồi. Cái đó là trên cái thường thức người ta khuyên như vậy.
Yeah.
Để ngồi đó rồi mình đi cho cái cơ thể mình nó hoạt động, cái sự tuần hoàn nó điều hòa.
Yeah.
Còn nếu mà cô cảm thấy ngồi mà tốt hơn thì cứ ngồi.
Okay. Yes.
A few years ago, I practiced only the. I watch the movement of my stomach.
Stomach.
Yes, and it. I didn't practice very often, but sometimes it's a few weeks, and I stop and I practice again.
Why you stop?
I practiced a few weeks, and after that, I didn't do nothing.
Oh,
but
don't practice.
Few,
yeah.
Something like the follow month, I do that again in a few weeks, and sometimes it's a little bit easy. I get like tranquility, like after like 30 minutes or something, and I feel my a lot of itchy on my my cheek and everything like that, and. But now I do the mindfulness and the mind, like several subjects. It takes me a long time, like maybe 1 hour, before my age, I'm get older.
What you aware of now, mind? Now you aware of the mind?
I mean the several subjects, like the movement of my stomach.
Yeah, because you use this time only one object, right?
And
what object do you know?
The movement of my stomach and the sound
and
my thinking mind.
Yes.
And so it takes me a much longer before my mind be
longer
stable.
What?
Take 1 hour.
Same thing, but who?
Okay, now we don't want to be tranquil. Okay? We don't want to be tranquil. We want to know more things. Okay?
So just keep continuing.
Keep
continuing.
If you use one object, you tranquil more faster, more quick.
And when I sit down sometimes...
But we are trying to maintain the awareness continuously. And no more awareness, and longer. Try to wait continuously. That we want. Okay, tranquil is when you are tranquil and you stop meditate. Tranquil gone. So that we don't want to do this. Naturally, if you long time, the stillness slowly follow, but slower. No problem. We don't want to tranquil immediately. We want to awareness better. Okay.
When I sit down and later I listen to your video, and if I open my mind, open my eye, it's more awake. But if I close my eye, I quickly fall asleep.
Yes.
and when I take a walk outside, walking meditation.
So practice with open eye. Because the mind more awake, open the eye better.
And for walking meditation, if I have a glow eye, it's easy for me to aware.
Oh, maybe you hit something.
But I know when I reach something like the wall or something, I open my eye. But usually I know a bit long distance, I close my
eye. Practice open eye and more aware of you. That's better.
Open eye.
Because this is unusual. Every time you're walking, you never close the eye, right? The normal way. So use awareness, seeing, looking, hearing, more aware of this. Mm-hmm. And walking time also.
So I can avoid several subjects.
Yes, better.
Meditating.
Yes. Don't follow the natural way. Natural way. Don't looking for that many objects. Then become tense. Naturally, slowly the mind will start with the one object. Two, three, four. Natural way. You can notice, allow to happen.
You can move one object to another object, but same not time. Everything together.
Sometimes
can. Awareness better. Same time, you can know many, three, four objects same time. Mm-hmm. If it depends on your awareness, right?
I can know everything, several at the same time.
Yes.
I have another question. Which is, if I use last year I attended a Green College, you know, practice, and I think the painful, it helped me a lot.
Oh.
It required 1 hour, don't move. So it finally, I feel so painful, but then I realized I need to accept. That pain gradually disappeared. Yeah. So then I can see the 1 hour.
Now you see? Yeah. You see? If you the mind accept, the
yes.
mind not resist,
yes.
the pain is decreased.
Yes, that is very helpful. That's a
but you can learn from pain, right?
Yeah,
that is not for you is no problem. That's good.
Yeah, still I feel like sometimes I can sit in 1 hour, maybe no problem, but sometimes I cannot sit like even 30 minutes I feel painful. So
if
that
you can learn something, that's okay.
Okay. So when I, you know, sometimes I when I sit there and a pleasure, you know, some uncomfortable thing comes. So then I try to use teaching like a theory. If I think that kind of theory, I feel my hand more tight. So I cannot think of the teaching theory. So I just So that time I just don't think. Because I realized that if I think something actually I lose my awareness.
If you think, how do you lose awareness? You can aware your thinking.
I can aware of my thinking, but if I evolve the whole thinking to try to
evolve is the awareness loss.
Yeah, try to understand your teaching, that's when I lose my awareness.
So just look at me. Right?
Okay.
Your mind can learn something, I know. So don't need thinking too much.
Okay.
When you hear that, now we get information, just hearing, that's enough.
Okay.
So, second group or first group finish? Second group can talk now.
No.
Since the last time we spoke, and you said to incorporate my awareness in more things than walking and sitting, and I've done that, and it's worked very well.
Mm.
I don't know, but it seemed like I was able to transfer. However, when I go back home and I'm riding my bike in the bike lane, and somebody comes behind me and starts honking, or they pull up next to me and say, "Why are you riding?" And you're just like, and I'm in the bike lane.
Mm-hmm.
I just get so indignant that it feels like I just in the back of my mind, I remember that I'm aware, but I'm still watching myself, you know, screaming back at the person because they're honking their horn, and I'm in the traffic, and I'm on bike, maybe it's going to take me years and years before I can have more awareness. But I'm aware. I'm watching myself. I'm screaming at this person. I'm screaming at this person.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens.
Yeah,
did
you
scream?
Yeah.
I'm on my
body. You're a man. 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 bicycle lane ชิเนี่ยตัวไอ้เลนเนี่ยมาตั้วနေတာတစ်ခါလေလူတွေကနောက်ကတော့တော်တော်နဲ့ဟိုဟွန်တီနေတယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့သူ့ဘေးမှာလာပြီးတော့ရပ်ပြီးတော့နေပါပါညာညာလို့អော်ရင်သူတို့ကသူတို့လူမျိုးอ่ะဒီမှာအဲ့လိုမျိုးအလုတ်ခံရတယ်လေအဲ့တော့သူကဒေါသဖြစ်ပြီးတော့သူကတတိတော့ရှိတယ်တဲ့သူကသူတင်းနေတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့လိုသူអော်နေတာသူတင်းနေတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူတင်းနိုင်တာသူអော်နေတယ်မတင်းနိုင်
ဘူးဒါကြီးရမယ်တတိယအဲ့လောက်ပဲရတာဟုတ်သူထိနေတဲ့တတိမျိုးညာမျိုးမှာမပါလိမ့်မယ်
But at least there's awareness
here. ဒါလည်းအလကားမဖြစ်ဘူ
း It doesn't go to waste, Sierosis. As long as there's awareness, the wisdom isn't strong yet, but the awareness is there. That's good.
One point about she. Tu phi yam phit da. Ba ma le mi ba ta khu khu phit ni. Tu tu ai na da so tou swe thwa. Pi lai. La ma ta lai pi na lai ta phi ta ni wa. Tu ni ya. Tu
Yes, yeah, this is some story about.
The boy was picking new boy. I jump in. The deal to a tiny.
This lay person, somebody who came to practice in the center, and he became a monk. But when he was at home, he said that once his father got into a fight, and seeing the fight, he wanted to go and help his father. So he picked up a stick in the house and he began. And he had been practicing mindfulness, so he picked up the stick and he ran out to get to his father and to help him. He says, as he was running, all this time aware, he said it sort of came to him, and he kind of like slowed down. So by the time he came to the scene, he said, he had put down the stick, and then he helped to like disperse the fight rather than like get into a fight. Yeah, because so mindfulness turned into wisdom, you know. Yeah.
Another one is he's waiting his son very late, and he's very angry and waiting. Come and maybe I beat him. Then he waiting that, and then he said he's angry, so he meditate and come and his son come very late midnight. And also drunk. Oh. He smoked and suddenly he broke. Then he pulled at his neck and wanted to punch. But the mind think, where he punch? He know the mind process. Then he cannot punch anymore and angry gone. Like, go and sleep. go and sleep. So funny. He the whole day he meditated. He's aware that he knows his what the mind target to the which part, and he already planning. The hand is not yet, but he already pulled like this. Then he saw his mind this doing this. Immediately, this is a wisdom. Mm-hmm. He know the mind's process. Mm-hmm. He can watch the mind process, so already have wisdom. Mm-hmm. An angry call. Mm-hmm. So he's hard to do. Then he said, go and sleep.
That's very good.
Funny.
I don't know if there's anything to... Like, I live in a really big metropolitan area, and there's a lot of problems and stuff. And it feels like when I'm here, I'm okay. When I get back there, I don't know if there's anything to just being around that kind of energy that just kind of sticks to you. Like, I don't know.
Tu wa myo ji ma nei de myo ji so ro pyatana re le a myai lo niya ma nei tu wa a se se shi de de ho ma cha lo tu wa ไอ้ energy อ่ะกูล่ะกัดแต่โหลเท่ๆเนี่ย
เออกูก็ตามมาชื่อมันกูว่า you must have proof
fuck you must be protected
protection you need protection
so there's something to being around in that environment
any ပတ်ဝန်းကျင်ကြောင့်ကိုစိတ်တည်ရောက်မှုရှိလာတယ
်ရှိလာဗော
yes
if the mind is ကိုစိတ်က
So you have to practice very hard so that the mind is stronger than the environment.
Yeah, that's why I started.
If your mind is weak, surrounding is affect you. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
If your mind is strong, the surrounding cannot affect you.
But still, I suggest you remove the safe area.
If possible, he says. If not, we just strengthen the mind.
If we keep practice mindfulness, and at the end of our life, even how our memory will be, it is shrinking.
Memory cannot disappear.
Okay. Because memory is from the mind.
It is because
from
of not mind, because of brain.
From the brain.
Brain.
But the brain is decreased, it because too many cells.
But meditator, if your awareness is good, I think this cannot happen.
Mm. So the awareness will
awareness continues. Now you start to meditate all the time. You older, there's no problem.
No problem. So my memory is still
awareness.
So memory is okay. Still.
Don't worry about this. Huh? Yeah. Depend on your practice.
When we die, we have a lot of good mindfulness. So
you need to learn how to live first. You learn how to live. This vipassana meditation is the art of living. No, art of living means is you know how to live your life. If you can do this, you can die. You know how to live, you can die
how to die.
Yeah. If you know how to live, can die how to die.
So the moment
don't worry
if
about
you
this.
Know how to live, then you will know how to die.
You can die how
you
to
will,
die.
You will know how to die. Only live ne die ne zekalobya
then
so the next line will be the momentum of this mind,
yes.
Not the same mind.
You have momentum. They can. If you have a momentum, then they stay working. Now you practice continually before sleep. If your awareness is good, wake up, awareness is good. The same life also, the same like this. Because of dead mind and sleep mind and nature the same.
The same.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I kind of thought that was true.
Yeah, tu alo thing ya le. Ti da ne, ait da ne tu lu ba.
Mind quality the same. When your sleeping mind, dead mind, born mind, these three mind. Next life become born and sleep mind and dead mind is quality of the mind is the same. Nature of the mind the same.
Yeah, when I read I try to be aware, but then I'm start thinking about a thing that I read, and I can't keep my
awareness
up anymore. In any way, I can read and think at the same time without stopping it.
Stop without?
Stopping it.
Stopping
Stop it. Awareness.
Awareness, right.
If your awareness is very strong and momentum there, and also very skillful what the mind is working, activity of mind, he can know. Then you can read the awareness there. The mind read it, he do his job. Awareness also he do his job.
Yeah,
okay. So that's why let the mind do its job. This is not crazy. This is not crazy. We try to practice like this. You are afraid about this is all the time here.
Yes, I've been worried.
Why Yogi also tell me like this? You don't like this mind all the time. Look
at
him.
I wonder if the mind come from the heart or not from the heart.
Not heart, from the heart.
Hadia what?
Oh, media so problem. The light. Media. Hadia ne brain ne khu media. Brain ma khe byo.
So theoretically, the mind is supposed to arise from the Hadiyavattu?
From what?
Something called the Hadiyavattu, which is translated as the heart base. But our mind, somehow, is related to the heart and the brain. Somehow.
Heart and mind.
Yeah.
Hadiyavattu here or here can happen.
Know. Yeah.
So the mind.
Buddha don't say where.
Right from the heart base.
No, but the heart base is not the heart.
Mind base.
Called the heart. Yeah, you can call it the mind base. Yeah.
Mind base, but it relates to the brain.
Also,
brain and heart, both.
But in medical, I'm not sure medically they said the mind and brain very much the same.
Yes, that's why. My son mind may be rely on the brain. Sometimes the brain, you are breathing and cut it,
it changed.
Mind a little bit changed.
Actually, the science that, some of the resources that...
And also, if you wisdom, now I heard the one Uchodika said, he read a book about this meditation, the research, someone he become a wisdom is growing, his brain, that part of brain is
growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well,
the mind,
wisdom.
Well,
the opinion. And she by herself. She might have to do it. Mamma, I'm happy that I'm here to go to Nyan Pitago. I think I'm here to say, my dear, I don't look at Dina. She buying a child.
Through a Tibetan pony, really. Through
a Zanibari. Result looked at.
Who I looked at? IMS, my looked at. Tila. IMS, my through the 3 month retreat when I come early, through an experience meditated, the Chosiari Ubali, through a experiment looked at, through a Mawingin, through the testicle locaine, Wimpin, through a test locaine, through your aiman, through a set lady, through Piarali, the Lurio Yekine.
Probably
nine. May nine the law, no, she thou. Through the other time, be a yai woman there. That through the room, but look on it. Yes, in any nine.
So if the mind from it from the half big, so if somebody like that. Replay the whole.
That's why. That's why. If you have changing, where your mind go?
So the mind not the same.
There are some anecdotes.
Sometimes the
half
change.
Sometimes
some half change.
Having memories from the
but the mind is still there.
Depends on how strong the mind has.
Artificial heart also
and the artificial mind.
If your heart is so bad, yeah. Then you can create a tissue and many tissue and put the new one, right? Not inside the hub. This rely on this base, hub base. We cannot see the hub base. This base cannot see.
It's not a physical thing, it's a rupa, which is not.
But
like
rupa, this is rupa. Hub base is rupa. But in the mind, not in the heart.
Yeah, but it's not the heart.
This is the theory, but whatever happened, you can watch the mind.
Actually, that's mental, physical is it affects each other.
Relationship.
Yeah. If your heart feels good, your mind is better. See something good with bad. If your heart
Yeah, body and mind are related. Affect each other.
Someone I saw in the Switzerland commando, you know, the France, in Pindiman, you know, Ali?
Oh, yeah, the big man. Ooh.
In Switzerland commando, high commando, no? If you are here, rest in the camping, stay low. The whole day he used the whiskey and cigar. The whole day he sit and he drinking. Then I try to talk to him. Neighbor, we are neighbor. And then he he's a commando. And he said something about me. They training. If your difficult situation come, they try to make their heart be slow down. They have training. Then the mind calm down.
Yeah,
then they can think how to solve the problem.
Yeah,
they not try the mind to train the mind. They train the heart.
No, but he trained the mind to slow the heart down. Heart rate down. Yeah. So he drives like from France to Amsterdam or something. He drives very fast. He says that he slows his heart down so that he can concentrate really well, he said. Yeah, that's what he said he does.
So you slow your heart down, then your mind.
Yes, he slows his heart rate. Yeah. So when they're in situations of stress, they're trained to slow down their heart rate.
That is already samadhi, right?
Yeah, that's samadhi for sure, and a lot of mind control. Yeah, good mind control.
Still have one.
Finish.
First group finish, right?
Oh, okay.
Anybody can.
She was
open. So can go now. Yeah. See you next time.
So teacher, this is my last day, so thank you so much for the for teaching. I'm very grateful to meet you. I want to ask about the intention, you know, you know how he says that there's a goal, and when you meditate, you don't want to put craving on the intention, right?
On the end.
On the end, right?
Yeah.
So in the Western like way right now, for example, you know, they always say, oh, set an intention. You know, set an intention. Mm. Say you want to become skinnier, or you want to become richer,
so
right?
Think of the results.
Yeah, set an intention, right?
Yeah.
And so how does that work in meditation? Because you see, that's a lot of craving, isn't it?
Mm.
But sometimes for a good intention, for example, you want to pass an exam or do a good goal.
Yeah.
Whatever.
How do you do it without craving?
Yeah.
It's a physical intention, you know?
Physical? No, mental.
Mental.
Mental,
I mean.
Yeah.
Mental, yeah.
Oh, pandai ne lang biora. Oh, di ma gua, tuwa psychology ma tuwa taku lojin ne so gua pandai o gua. Kana senza pe ho lo siya shira ne lo ware. Dame ho ku pan ho motivation siya pandai o kana senza pe ya lo pe. Aro shi pia ho so ma senza ne baso loba ne senza tateli.
Ho pandai siya shi bisi. Panang ah shit de shi lu me yo da ma tu motivation shi ma le da mai motivation ya loba ma phi
yeah so Sarah says that we need to have a goal.
Yes.
We need to have
a goal
because the goal is what motivates us.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
to walk the path.
Yes.
But then when we are walking the path, he says that we cannot do it with greed for the goal.
Mm.
So we walk the path.
Mm.
So the intention is to walk the path.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't forget the goal so that it motivates you to continue.
Wisdom, motivation, wisdom.
Sometimes the greed come in, like, oh, I want to finish sooner or get to the goal sooner.
Uh-huh.
That's a craving, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be aware of that.
Yeah. Ero tuwa sika loba wo mian mian lo jin ne mo che che lo jin ne so ai ha shu bo.
Shu am. Yao dao.
Then you watch.
Look then na lo.
Yeah. You do what you're supposed to do, which is to be aware. Yeah.
To be aware.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right PM, look.
Yeah, and do it in the right way.
Dhamma le tu result ka kaung.
Yeah, when we walk the path in the right way, then you know the results will be good automatically.
Right. And then you know today, you know, I mean the past few days talking about the thinking mind, right? The mind that can we have wisdom, right? So like during meditation, see, I'm confused about that. Like, does it actually come out and tell me, oh, that is wrongful attitude, or that's a right view? You know, doesn't my mind talk like that, or how does it work? I'm confused about those three different minds.
Sarah says, whether it's wisdom or unwholesome, right?
Yes.
They talk to you,
yes,
and you can feel the quality.
Yes.
So if it's wisdom,
very
you feel
obvious,
sure,
very
confident, you feel
like
right.
The cuckoo, go out ten, the demo, the cuckoo, she did it. Point like a machine, data, data, yeah, blow shit in the machine.
It's sort of like, you know, maybe you have a covered container and you don't really know what is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open it, you really know what's in there. So then you're clear. So that wisdom feels like that. It's sure.
Sure.
Mm. And it comes natural.
Yeah.
As you meditate.
Yeah. Ato tu tu tu. Yes. When the conditions are right, wisdom will arise.
So I want to ask this: as a lay person, you know, I have a job and go to work every day, stress, daily life.
Mm.
What is the required amount of meditation in order to gain, you know, some sort of wisdom, clarity? Like, is it an hour a day? Is it does he have a time
or anything?
All day long.
At least have that intention, have that commitment. Yeah.
Be mindful to be aware.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, teacher.
Yeah, my experience for this is that you know, if I start on my work, I always lose my awareness. But when I drive, I start Seattle's
trigger
recording. So then time I feel awareness.
And stress is a signal that you need to meditate.
So maybe go somewhere quiet and just meditate.
Shoe
lion.
Start a little at a time.
And
if it depends on what like catches your fancy and what you start practicing. So like if you think it's interesting to try to be mindful every time you see, then you'll keep doing it a lot. Then mm-hmm. you start realizing that you become more mindful whenever you are looking and seeing.
Mm.
You know, so whatever your mind works on, it becomes mm-hmm. more mindful in that. Yeah, he used to sit in his shop and practice seeing so much, seeing and looking so much, that now he says whenever he looks at something, it's like that habit of being mindful just comes
in a shop.
No. So it's the momentum is so there that now mm-hmm. that if he looks at something, the mind is always remembering that it's looking.
Yeah. You know my job, I'm a dentist, uh-huh. so actually when I'm doing my work,
uh-huh.
I am very concentrated because uh-huh. the mind is yeah. very focused, okay?
Yeah.
It's when I leave that area mm. and talk to the people, then I became, you know, it's high stress, man, public,
mm.
and people here and there, and I have another hygienist. So
mm.
it's like I became a little scattered.
Mm.
So in a situation like that, I'm not scattered, but
mm.
in a situation like that, how do I practice with public like that? You see what I mean? Like in a busy place in life.
No matter how many public people there are, you only speak to one person at a time. Right, you don't speak to everybody.
No, only one at a time.
One by one, one by one.
You don't think of everybody. You just think of them.
When I practice in daily life, I used to be a customer. I can handle everything.
Uh-huh. Customer.
Six okay. times they come, everybody asking something.
But you only talk to one at a time.
Yes. I talk one by one to who is important. I know checking first. Then I do this something job, do something, and then I make one by one.
Thank you so much, teacher.
Everybody asking, huh? Wah, 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 wah. But you need to know who is important. Okay.